Good morning. This is the Game Fish and Parks radio show. I am Bryce McVicker, and with us today out of Milbank is Jamie Peckelder. Thanks for coming today, Jamie.
I appreciate being here.
Well, I've been down here for a handful of weeks here doing this radio show, and I don't know if I've ever had you on. So as my last radio show of my career, nice to have you down here.
Oh, God. It's good to be here. You know, I've been here, it's been years ago. I think it was probably before you even came to Watertown, actually. But it's been a while. But I feel pretty honored to be on your last one.
Yeah, that's a really big deal. There's been all kinds of different changes since I've been here. When I first got here, me and you worked in the same district, I believe. Mm-hmm. And then we rearranged districts, and then eventually you became a supervisor, and we rearranged districts a few more times, and currently you're my supervisor. So things have changed hands quite a bit in the way we've interacted. And the last few months here of my career, we've got to work together pretty closely, so I've appreciated that.
Yeah, it's been a good time, and you had a great run, and you did a great job as an officer for Coddington County and the Watertown residents. And I'm sure that they're going to miss you, and we're going to miss you for sure, no doubt about it.
Well, thank you. Actually, I appreciate these radio shows. I think they really bridge a nice gap between Game Fish and Parks and a lot of the users out there. I'm constantly amazed when I'm out checking fishermen at how many people listen to these shows, not only locally, but now that these shows are podcasted, people can listen to them all over, and you'll have people from Nebraska, Iowa, Wisconsin, Minnesota come up to you and recognize the name on your badge that you're the one that does these radio shows. And that's pretty neat and pretty impressive that this radio station can reach out to that many sportsmen and get them some information that they use while they're out here on vacation.
Yeah, that's for sure. We're no longer just that guy out there, gal out there checking licenses. They can put a face to a voice, and it you know, makes us human, and we're out there and working, and they can understand why we're doing it, and I think it's working out pretty well.
Yeah, definitely. With that, I won't talk about myself anymore because I'm sure that's not why anybody tuned in today. But we've got a list to run through here, and let's kind of kick things off with the fishing report. And since you're here, Jamie, let's start up in your neck of the woods, and I would assume that Big Stone is probably your main focus.
Big Stone's been a busy place this winter. This last weekend, I think it probably hit the forte for numbers of anglers out there. I'm guessing we were probably 1,000 to 1,500 shacks out on the ice, and primarily people are targeting perch, and they were doing okay. There were certain areas though that the school was at, and that's where the fishing was the best. It seemed like if you got away from that school, fishing was pretty slow. Primary times though, you know, it seemed like that midday bite wasn't really that good. In the morning was pretty good, and then right towards evening was pretty good as well. I did see some pretty good walleye activity up on the north end of the lake. The walleye bites, you know, always been pretty good on that north end, early ice and then into the kind of the mid ice season. But you just don't hear a lot about it because it is a little bit of a trek to get up there from some of the access areas. But guys are trying it, and they're catching a few, and there are some quality fish being caught. There's even a fish that was 13 pounds, a little over 13 pounds caught up there not that long ago. So there's some definite quality walleye out there. Otherwise, other species they're getting out there. They're getting into some bluegill and some crappie out there as well. The crappie within the last 2 years have really taken off on that lake, and some nice catches of crappie are being caught, and the bluegill population, that's always been pretty strong, but we just don't have a lot of people really targeting them. It's more of a incidental thing to the perch, but once they find them, they're pretty pleased with what they're getting.
Very good. That north end where you said some of that walleye fishing, that gets really shallow up in there, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's that's what we call the head of the lake up there, and it's kind of muddy and shallow. Generally, you're going to find way up towards the north end, it's going to be 3-4 foot deep, but as you can move down, as you go south, it's gonna increase in depth. And where the guys were getting the walleyes at, they were generally up to about 8 foot of water. And it didn't really seem that the time of day really mattered. It was kind of an all-day bite for those. It just seemed like a few fish here and there. But like I said, the quality of them was really pretty impressive. One thing I haven't noticed this year that we've had these last 3-4 years is the curly leaf pondweed. And Big Stone has been inundated with curly leaf for probably about the last 3 years. And generally that shows up under the ice, starts growing, and you'll notice it down there. And this year it's just not as prevalent. So maybe we're going to get a little bit of a reprieve from it this year. Let's hope, and we don't have to deal with it quite so much.
Yeah, that would be good. Actually, I'm glad you brought that up. I was going to talk about curly leaf, and I didn't know if that would be a silly question to ask if it came up through the ice. I didn't know the answer to that, so that's good to know. Outside of Big Stone Lake, has there been fishermen on any other bodies of water around Grant County?
You know, the main bodies we've got are basically Big Stone, but if you get south at all, you'll run into Round, Bullhead, and School just into Dual County. And Round Lake has been producing a pretty good walleye bite this winter, and we're seeing a few more guys out there trying that. And success has been mediocre, I would say. It's another thing there too. You got to be in the right spot in the right time. Seems like mornings and evenings are definitely the best, and the walleye population in that lake is really good. So just to get them to bite is the toughest part, because I think the food supply in there is also really good. So depending upon what they're feeding on, if you can match that to your bait, I think you'll do okay. But seems like guys that are running some tip-ups out, fishing into the evening hours, are finding some quality fish. And a lot of those fish are, upwards of 20 inches and just over. So it's going pretty good for them. The one concern out there, though, is there is some ice issues, especially over on that west side. There's a point that comes out there. There's some open water out there and some heaving issues. So you got to kind of watch out for that. Just like any other lake out there during the wintertime, you just got to be aware of where you're going.
Okay, and that's on Round Lake, you said?
Yep, that'd be on Round. Otherwise, Bullhead, there's been a few people on Bullhead Lake, and just haven't seen quite the success out there. And School Lake is primarily a northern lake, so you'll find a few guys running some tip-ups for some northerns there. I haven't heard much as far as Lake Cochrane or Oliver or Fish Lake as you get further into Dual. Oliver, they always seem to catch a variety of fish, but they're not the biggest fish. But Fish Lake, we did a survey out there this last summer, and the walleye and perch population was absolutely fantastic. But another one of those situations where the food supply is really good, and it's just been tough to catch a lot of fish out there. There's been a few people doing okay, but it's just they're not bringing home lots.
Yeah, Dual County, one of those counties that just continues to come up in our fishing reports as a place with pretty much unlimited potential right now. We've talked over and over about the surveys that have came out of Fish Lake, and then of course Round and Bullhead. Last spring we had such a great open water bite there on Bullhead, and so I think everybody's just ready for any of those lakes this winter to really take off. They've been decent bites here and there every once in a while, but nothing really consistent yet. At any time, any of those bodies of water should really take off. I know, Jamie, you keep in touch a little bit with Dean up in Roberts County. Have you heard any reports out of Roberts County, Lake Travers, or any of those bodies of water?
We did run up there this last weekend as well, too. Worked on Travers quite a bit. And, the numbers of anglers out there were really quite low compared to some of the other bodies of water. But there was a fair number of people out there, and they were catching the occasional walleye, the occasional bluegill. It just didn't seem like the catch rates were really very high, though. And just didn't see a lot of walleyes being caught. Also looked at a couple other lakes up in that area. One Road Lake, which is a little body of water there that you don't hear too much about. But they were catching a few perch there. Looked at Drywood, and very slow catch rate there. I think primarily a couple northerns is what we were seeing there. And then Hammer Slough up there by the town of Hammer, which is kind of to the northern part of Roberts County. They were getting into a few perch there, and then some walleyes as well. But For the most part, seemed like, I guess if I was going to look at a place to go fishing there, seemed like one road was probably the one where they were probably doing the best on, but it just, even there, it wasn't crazy good.
All right. Down in this part of the region, kind of the southern third of the region, last weekend, most of our officers participated in a little bit of a saturation patrol, had quite a few officers out in a small area. One of the areas they targeted sounded like Lake Ponset. Quite a few fishermen down there, and it sounded like success was not too bad down there.
Yeah, that's what I heard, too. They had some sort of a tournament out there, too, I believe, that went overnight. And they did catch a fair number of walleye out there, and success rates were pretty good. Ice conditions were good, too, but although it did sound like there was a vehicle that went through, maybe it was on Sunday, something like that, but just partially. But another thing, too, is, you know, it's probably on a heave, and you got to just watch out some of them areas.
Yeah, that's what Dan's talked about all winter down at Lake Ponset is a lot of heaves. So if you go on at one access, you might kind of be boxed in by the heaves. And at any measure, do not try to cross those. And that's what folks have done. And that is what has caused these vehicles to go through the ice has been trying to cross those heaves. And if you stay away from them, our ice conditions are pretty darn good in most of the northeast region here, but trying to cross those heaves is definitely going to cause you an accident. But Lake Ponset, definitely the busiest of any of the lakes, and like Jamie said, there was an overnight fishing tournament down there last weekend. So when the officers were out, they checked other bodies of water here in Coddington, Pelican, Compesca, a few lakes up by Florence, Dry and Grass, and they just didn't see a whole lot of anglers out. Sounds like there was more anglers on the lakes here in town, Compesca and Pelican, than there was out around the rest of the county. Success was pretty limited. They didn't see much. Sounded like most of the anglers caught a few walleye, but they were smaller and went back in the lake. So pretty dismal as far as a fishing report goes here in Coddington County. The one place they did see a few more anglers was on goose, but very, very limited success there the way it sounds. Maybe a handful of perch here or there and maybe a walleye, but overall pretty slow around Coddington County. And other than Ponset down in Hamlin, Clear Lake by Thomas, that's maybe cooled off a little bit here finally. We've had a really good year down there. And then Fate Slough and Three Buck, not a bad place to go and try catch some walleye. Sounds like a good opportunity there to catch a walleye over 20 inches and then maybe some smaller perch if you're looking for a place to go and keep kids busy. Another place that I have on my list here that looks like a nice place to go and catch a handful of perch is Stink Lake over in Coddington County north of Henry. There's been some people going over there and catching some perch. Most of them are smaller and going back, but if you do a little sorting, you should be able to come home with maybe a couple perch over there. So a couple options this weekend that maybe we didn't have last week that have popped up here on the fishing report. Work our way through the list here, Jamie. New licenses. They've been on sale for quite a while, but the deadline has finally arrived, and anglers need to make sure they have those.
Yeah, it's definitely that time. You know, over this last few days, I've checked a lot of anglers, and predominantly most of them are still carrying their 2017 license, which is still good through the end of January here. But come February 1, you're going to need to have that new 2018 license. So, you know, as you're listening and thinking about it, it's probably one of those things that might want to just run over and pick one up as soon as you possibly can, or jump online and get that taken care of, just so you're not out there and caught without one. It's a lot easier to think ahead and get it taken care of now rather than get out there and realize that you don't have it and have to leave the ice to go take care of it, or worse, be checked out there and not have it.
Correct. You know, one of the last things on my list here is the deadline for spring turkey is February 16th. And most of you probably received an email from Game Fish and Parks that talks about a lot of our applications going paperless. The spring turkey is one of those paperless applications. So the only way to apply for a spring turkey license now is online. So that'll be a change.
Yeah, that's just trying to save a little paper that way. And definitely our area up here in the Northeast is starting to see a lot more turkey hunting, and there's people that are really enjoying it. So don't forget to do that either. It's worthwhile to give it a try.
Very good. Well, I appreciate Jamie coming down from Grant County to help us with the radio show this week. And again, I've certainly appreciated my time here in Watertown, and there will definitely be many things that I miss, including this radio show. But I hope all the anglers have a good rest of their ice fishing season, and we all look forward to spring. Kyle Lenzner will probably be running the show from here on out, so he will see you back here this same time next week.